It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
The Shadron State men's basketball winning streak has reached 8. We open tonight's journal with the Eagles seeking out a 9th and 10th straight win this weekend when the team takes a tricky trip into Colorado. The Eagles look to sweep the season series with MSU Denver on Friday, having closed out 2022 with a 3-point win at home on New Year's Eve in the series. Saturday, Shadron State will get its only shot at Colorado Mines in the regular season, and they're the team currently holding the final home playoff game right in front of the Eagles by just one win. So by the end of the weekend, the Eagles could be tied or even all by themselves in that critical fourth place spot. I'll have the broadcast live of both the women's and men's games Friday at Metro starting at 4:50 and the men's game on Saturday against the 19th ranked Ore Diggers on WQ Country. No matter what happens over the next 10 days leading into RMAC playoff time, Shadron State has already secured their first winning season in 21 years and the team has already clinched a playoff berth for the second time in 3 seasons. Not this weekend, but the final one of February will be a huge one at the Chicoine Center. That's when Shadron State hosts the NCAA Super Region 4 Wrestling Championships. Action hits the mats in 10 days with 11 schools. Championship matches conclude the long day of grappling on February 25th at 5 p.m. Tickets are available on the CSE Athletics website and at the door wrestling morning. All of the seeds in the brackets will be compiled the night before the event during the coaches' meeting. Meanwhile, CSC held its senior day and final home duel last Saturday at home against top 25-ranked Colorado Mesa. The Mavericks pulled out the 28-16 victory, but CSC had the advantage in the lighter weights early. Quinn Campbell won his 133-pound match, and Ethan Leake pinned his man at 141 pounds in the first period for a 9-3 lead. Rowdy File earned a 12-0 majority decision to add 4 points at 174 pounds, and 285-pound Eagle senior Mason Watt earned a 2-1 decision to close it out in the heavyweights. Check out the PanhandlePost.com website for a pair of video interviews with Campbell and Leake right after their winning bouts. A school record was shattered on the track in Kansas by a CSE freshman runner last weekend. Charlie Fossey posted a time of 8 minutes, 24.95 seconds in the 3,000-meter run to break Alejandro Garcia's 2016 record by nearly 6 seconds. Fossey also set a top 2 all-time CSC mark in the mile with a blazing fast time of 4 minutes, 18.56 seconds. Topi Alahulta ran the 5,000-meter race in 14:59.88, just the third man ever to go under 15 minutes in CSC history. Eagle Track and Field is in Spearfish this weekend before the RMAC Outdoor Championships in Alamosa, Colorado at Adams State, the final weekend in February. And finally, the Southwest Regional Women's Wrestling Tournament is this weekend. It's in McKendree, Illinois. Brackets are not available yet, but we'll let you know how Shadron State does. The Eagles are looking to make it back to the national championship picture, just like its inaugural season last winter when 4 ladies qualified. Nationals will be held in Cedar Rapids, Iowa in early March. And that is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in next week as we bring you in focus inside the teams throughout the spring semester with notes and interviews. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.